civilians.
Fox's Rick Leventhal in Benghazi. Budget negotiations continue in Washington 8 days before the government runs out of funding. If there is a shutdown, it could affect the next space shuttle mission.
I think there's some opportunities where we could actually continue towards an April 19th launch date if there's not a CR.
Mark Kelly will command Endeavor's mission and hopes his wife, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, will attend the launch. She's making progress in rehab after being shot in that Arizona rampage in January. The UN wants Japan to increase the size of the evacuation zone around the crippled nuclear plant.
If this situation continues, there can be health risks.
That admits Cabinet Secretary Yukio Odono through a translator. Radiation is more than 4,000 times recommended levels around the plant, and there are high readings at a village 25 miles away. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 800-98-STEEL. 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
It's a ho-hum day on Wall Street. Little movement so far. Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti live watching the markets.
Dave, 388,000 people filed for first-time jobless claims last week. That's the second drop in the past 3 weeks. A surprise from Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. Heir apparent David Sokol unexpectedly resigned. The move comes amid news Sokol bought shares in Lubrizol shortly before Berkshire announced a deal to buy the chemical company. Microsoft is supporting a probe by the European officials over possible unfair competition by rival Google in the online search market. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 3 points. Dave.
Lauren, we're also just getting word orders to U.S. factories dipped slightly last month, showing some weakness in defense and business investment. Oil prices, they're up about $2 today, over $106 a barrel, and we're paying more to fill up. Gas prices rising another penny. Self-serve regular now nearly $3.61 a gallon, according to AAA. He went from movie star to governor, and now Arnold Schwarzenegger is a cartoon.
Well, you can't say he didn't warn us.
I'll be back.
And back he will be sometime next year as the voice of the cartoon character called the Governator, the nickname he got as governor of California. Entertainment Weekly reporting the cartoon show is being co-developed by Spider-Man co-creator Stan Lee, who says the Governator will be a superhero, but he'll also be Arnold Schwarzenegger with the personal elements of his life, his wife, his kids, the fact that he decides to become a crime fighter after leaving the governor's office with a high-tech crime-fighting center under his Brentwood house. Not to mention sidekicks and supervillains. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
A cruise ship is staying in Cape Canaveral longer than it was supposed to. A storm knocked the Carnival Pride off its mooring at the dock yesterday. Now, nobody was hurt, but instead of pulling out last night in the 7-day voyage from Baltimore, the Pride is still docked in Florida. No word when it will leave. Carnival's apologizing to passengers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
AM 1460, WVOX, and WVIP HD3, New Rochelle.
This is an unsolicited testimonial, call it a commercial if you will, about a brilliant, dedicated young Mexican fellow. His name is Jesus Valencia, but he's one of the brightest, smartest, and hardest working tradesmen we've encountered. And especially what he does better than anyone we've found is roofing. He's like a Nureyev up there on the roof. He goes right to the problem and he fixes it permanently for a lot less than the big time roofing companies charge you. Jesus Valencia is his name. He's the best we've found in years at doing this. His number in Westchester for all kinds of roofing matters is 914-576-5596. I tell you, only the guy is really good. So I represent young Mr. Valencia to you only as a roofer who's bright and will work hard to fix up your roof. 576-5596.
Here's the updated weather forecast for Westchester County and Visalia on this last day of March. We've got an overcast and wet day.
There'll be some occasional rain and drizzle, or high temperatures will range into the mid-40s. Rain and drizzle will continue in through tonight. Overnight, though, and towards daybreak, it'll change to wet snow. And our nighttime low temperatures will range between 30 and 35. We'll have wet snow in the morning hours on Friday, and it'll accumulate an inch or two, mostly on soil and grassy surfaces. And during the mid-portion of the day, that snow will change over to some drizzle or light rain, and temperatures for the day will range into the lower 40s. At night, good possibility of a few snow showers or nighttime lows in the lower 30s. That gets nice for the weekend. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 50. Sunday, sunshine, breezy, highs also near 50 degrees. Our extended forecast calls for rain likely on Monday and Tuesday of next week. Our temperatures on Monday near 50 with rain. Occasional rain and showers on Tuesday, highs of 55 to 60. And then back to partial sunshine on Wednesday with our highs near 50. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather is brought to you on WVOX Worldwide by Entergy and the Indian Point Energy Center, right for New York.
At Entergy, meeting our region's need for reliable, affordable, and clean electricity is an everyday success story. That's because our Indian Point Energy Center supplies up to 38% of the region's power needs. It also produces some of the least expensive power generated in the region. And most importantly, it does not produce greenhouse gas emissions. That's right, zero greenhouse gases. This plays a key role in helping this area improve its air quality. So it should come as no surprise that a growing number of environmentalists, including Dr. Patrick Moore, the co-founder of Greenpeace, say nuclear power is a vital tool in the fight against global warming. To learn more, visit us on the web at www.safesecurevital.com. Because the more you know, the more you realize that Indian Point's clean, reliable, and affordable energy is a big part of the climate change solution.
America's great community radio station. This is New York State's most influential radio station, local and vocal, WVOX, where many different voices are heard in the land every day and every night. And now all over the world at WVOX.com.
Good morning and welcome to Environmentally Sound. I am Bob Levensold, your host for this series on the natural world, education, and culture, and chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. We bring you guests from diverse disciplines, scientists, activists, authors, educators, entertainers, and public officials. We seek to stimulate your curiosity, intellect, and passion. Today's news from the natural world. Today is Thursday, March 31st, 2011, the 12th day of spring. We have gained 3 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 19 minutes since last we met 2 weeks ago. The sun rose at 6:41 this morning. It will set at 7:19 this evening. We will have 12 hours and 38 minutes of daylight today. And as you know, days will increase in length until the first day of summer, which is when they start to shorten again. The moon rose 5:02 this morning. It will set at 4:51 this afternoon. We are 3 days short of new moon phase, and the next full moon is April 18th. Next high tides in New Rochelle, actually at 10:27 in about 18 minutes, is that? And Yonkers, 8:13, Dobbs Ferry, 8:41, Tarrytown, 8:57, and in Peekskill at 9:36. That's past. I'll give you the next one. In Peekskill at 10 o'clock p.m. Now a regular feature, names of American service members who have lost their lives at war. May they live on in all of our hearts. Petty Officer First Class Vincent A. Philpe III, age 41, of Fort Walton Beach, Florida. He was assigned to the aircraft carrier USS Enterprise. He was found dead as a result of a non-combat-related incident aboard that ship, the USS Enterprise, in the Arabian Sea on March 22nd. Staff Sergeant Joshua S. Gier, age 28, of Shillicothe, Ohio. He was with the 18th Engineer Brigade, one of two soldiers killed when their unit was attacked with a roadside bomb, rocket-propelled grenades, and small arms fire in Logar Province on March 22nd. The other soldier killed in that same incident was Private First Class Michael C. Marr, age 26, of Homosassa, Florida. Also, Specialist Justin D. Ross, age 22, of Green Bay, Wisconsin. He was with the 863rd Engineer Battalion. He was with the Army Reserve. You know, you join the Army in the Reserve to get the benefits, not to go to war, but stuff happens. His unit was attacked with small arms fire in Helmand Province, Afghanistan, on March 26th. One soldier was killed in Iraq. That was Corporal Brandon S. Hocking, age 24, of Seattle, Washington. He was with the 3rd Infantry Division. Enemies attacked his unit with a roadside bomb in As Samawa, Iraq, on March 21st. That was only the 4th Iraqi casualty this year. The other three were in January. That was the first one since then. That brings to 4 American combat deaths in Iraq this year. Specialist Ross was alive on the date of our last broadcast just 1 week ago. The others died within 3 days of that broadcast. Thousands of American servicemen and women and our allies are at risk of their lives at this very moment. Many will be killed. Keep that in mind, please. All those who see combat are never the same. When people come back from war, there's something different about them, something different. There's an intensity that you will never know if you don't experience combat, and they will never forget. Please keep them all in your hearts every single day. Each death is a great loss to their families and to all Americans. May they live forever in our hearts, and may this feature come to an end in the near future, because there are no more deaths to report. Well, this will be time for the Culture Corner, my reviews of plays, movies, opera, ballet, museums, and what have you. Keep in mind that these are my opinions, and you have the right to disagree with them, because everyone has the right to be wrong. Fortunately, you cannot be wrong today, because we have no review for you. Tomorrow night, however, we will see the Westchester Broadway Theater's production of Singin' in the Rain. I hear they will have rain pouring down on stage, so I look forward to that. I hope they don't sit me in the first row. We will review that production in the near future. My first guests today are Chris Marone, bass player, and Pete Cornell, guitar player, members of the band Bend or Break. They've just completed an album. I think it's their first album. Just completed their first album called The Viewing Room. Welcome, Chris Marone and Pete Cornell.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Good morning. Thank you for coming all the way down to our studios. Where do you guys live?
We are coming over from Greenwich, Connecticut today.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And you? Born and raised.
You, Chris, work in the Apple Store in White Plains.
Yep. We are Apple Store employees.
Both of you.
Yeah, I'm up in Stanford Store.
So what software do you use? Do you use your Beyond GarageBand, which I use, right?
Yeah.
Logic Pro, right?
I'm a Logic guy. He's actually more a Pro Tools guy, but we won't mention that to Apple.
Well, oh, yeah. We got to keep
it's
that
too late. Hush,
hush. It's too late. That's what happens when you're a Berkeley student.
But I presume, right, everything has to be a rebellion. I gather they both do the job in whichever you get used to, you know. Which steak do you like? Do you like a rib steak or a porterhouse steak? Which is better? Although I think we all agree that Apple does have advantages that other...
Yeah, I mean, having the software on the hardware is definitely an advantage.
Yeah, well, the main reason I bought the Apple MacBook Pro was because it had GarageBand, and that was my main application. How long has your band been in existence?
We've been around since May 2008, since me and Chris initially formed Bend or Break. So
3 years.
Almost three years.
I started the project when I was my senior year at Berklee College of Music with a couple of buddies up there. We wrote a couple of tunes, and when I came back down to Greenwich, I sought to kind of expand the project and really start to do some work with it and try to, you know, write an album and do some shows. And that's when I hooked up with my buddy Pete over here. We both went to high school together, but hadn't actually spoken in the 4 years that we went our separate ways and actually both studied music in separate universities.
So you both have studied music.
That's right.
And after studying music, you come up with hard rock rather than classical or jazz. Or
well, you know, it's funny because we, you know, growing up at this time, this is what we listen to. But, you know, being students of music as we are and will be our whole lives, we've studied classical and jazz. You know, and you have to have your roots before you can really start to expand upon
sure.
that.
Sure, like Picasso. He would not have been credible as an avant-garde painter if he hadn't been able to paint a still life, an apple, a pear,
exactly.
You know, some kind of portrait. Who writes the songs?
It's a joint effort.
Joint venture.
Mm-hmm.
How many guys in the group?
There's 4 of us. Chris and I mainly do the writing of the music, and our singer Garrett Tagano will contribute to the vocals, and our drummer just kind of throws it in.
Ryan Saslow is our drummer from Norwalk.
He's listening, so he wanted to get his
name. He's a phenomenal drummer. He can't be with us today. He has to catch up on his Z's or something like that.
Well, how can he be listening then? Or is he going to log on?
iPhones, man. iPhones.
Oh, you know? He has it under his pillow. So you have a drummer, a vocalist, a guitar, and a bass. That's it, three musical pieces. Garrett, was it, the vocalist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He doesn't play.
Well, Garrett actually plays some guitar, but we are incorporating new technologies like the iPad, for instance. Garrett is using the iPad on stage with a lot of different applications, whether they be synthesizers or applications like GarageBand for the iPad. And we're looking for new ways to kind of share our music and make it exciting for people to watch.
So it's the live performance is an important part of what you do, and not just so much the recorded performance.
Yeah, we look at our Bend or Break as a show, as an entertainment entity. So
excellent. We do have your CD, and when you are ready, we will play a cut from it. Do you go out and you gig?
Yeah, we have played a gig last week at Seaside Tavern in Stamford, Connecticut. And this Saturday, April 2nd, we'll be playing at the Rack and Roll in Stamford, Connecticut.
The Rack and Roll?
Rack and Roll.
Was that a strip place?
Yeah, you know, that's mainly where Bend or Break plays their shows.
No, it's a pool hall.
Oh, that kind of rack. I see. Excuse me. My mind just goes there. Now, years ago, after Woodstock, which is way before you guys, I spoke to Joe Chambers. Ever hear of the Chambers Brothers? Okay. I guess rock and roll, rhythm and blues probably was their genre. I met them down in Louisiana at a rock festival after Woodstock, kind of like Woodstock. Woodstock spawned others. And I said, well, how does it feel now? He had lots of records and major gigs in major halls. And I said, how does it feel now that you're... that your dues paying is over and you're successful. He says, the dues never end. We're still paying dues. How do you feel about that? How will you define success? How will you recognize it when it comes if you're paying dues all the time?
I think the hardest part being a musician versus any other job is, you know, many jobs can be acts of passion, but with music, it's not 9 to 5 and you never can stop and you never can say that you're done working on it. And in terms of kind of gaining success or feeling like we've been successful, I think that the day we held the CD in our hands was the point in time where we felt like we had accomplished, set out week, originally accomplished.
That's a step.
And that was phase one for us.
That's a step, but it's with all of this great software, anybody can come up with an album. It doesn't have to be as polished as you might want it. And since you guys have both studied music, I guess you understand that. Well, we're coming to a break. Maybe I can get in another song. Just what genre is this? I listened to it. It was heavy.
Yeah.
Tell us. What do you call it?
You want to speak for that?
Yeah. It's hard rock. You know, we're kids that grew up in the early and mid-90s, so it has a very grunge influence, which I think this makes us unique in a way. But there's also more modern heavy metal influences and even going back, classic rock influences.
Okay, we'll get back to that when we come back from the break. You're listening to WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. I am Bob Lovensoul. This is Environmentally Correct. My guests are Pete Cornell and Chris Marone. If you're listening online, you have logged on to www.wvox.com and you're listening live, and we will be right back.
With business news at 20 minutes past the hour, every hour, here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on WVOX Worldwide.
From the Fox Business Network, today we will finally get the information we've been fighting for years. The Federal Reserve is releasing information on which banks it lent money to during the financial crisis. The Fed releasing 25,000 documents. The Fed and the banks wanted to keep this secret, but Fox Business Network fought it in court to make it public. And David Sokol has unexpectedly resigned from his position at Berkshire Hathaway. Sokol was widely seen as a leading successor to Warren Buffett at the helm of Berkshire. He's now facing questions about the timing of a recent stock deal with Lubrizol. Fox Business's Charlie Gasparino has learned that this could lead to an investigation by the SEC. And new applications by people seeking unemployment benefits edged lower last week. The Labor Department says that the number of people who filed first-time jobless claims fell by 6,000 to a seasonally adjusted 388,000. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Shabani Joshi.
Have you ever clicked the like button on a Facebook page to tell people you liked what it stood for? Apparently, a growing number of people of all political persuasions really like the idea of keeping decisions about your health care between you and your doctor and away from Washington insiders. To see our plan for making it happen, visit healthcarecompact.org. That's healthcarecompact.org. Log on today and help turn a Washington failure into an American success.
We could be trendy and charge you to listen, but we'd rather keep things fair and simple.
Easy to work. Up antenna. Switch on.
We're proud to be free radio. WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD3.
WVOX.
We are back. We are speaking with Chris Marone and Pete Cornell, members of the band Bend or Break. Their first album is called The Viewing Room, and it has just been released. And if you'd like to know how to get it, I believe it's bendorbreak.com. Is that it?
That's correct.
Go to bendorbreak.com. You can download it. You can listen. I listened without downloading anything. Didn't cost me a penny. But, of course...
If you want, you can also go to iTunes. We have it up there. So
you can pull it out of iTunes, and I presume you'll get a higher quality. Well, not really. Same quality.
It's about the same.
So why would somebody buy it if they can go to your website and listen to it?
Well,
or don't you care?
We're firm believers in basically giving every listener the opportunity to listen to our music without any inhibitions. So for some people, maybe money would stop them from listening to our music. And for us, we wanted to remove that barrier and allow as many people to listen to it as possible.
So you must have day jobs to support this lifestyle?
That's true. That's correct. That's correct.
Would you like to play that cut from your album now?
I would love to play it.
Okay.
The cut's called Viewing Room, and it's the self-titled track.
The cut is called Viewing Room. The album is Viewing Room. I listened to it last night. It is hard rock for sure. And Debbie, you got it ready? Okay, here we go.
Make you cry, and I will cry.
Okay, that is the title track of The Viewing Room, played by the band Bend or Break. We have in our studio Chris Marone, who plays bass, and no relation to Bob Marone, our morning man, right?
Actually, no. It's funny that the gentleman works here, same last name.
This happens to be. As soon as I saw that, I said, oh, I wonder if they're related, but I guess not. And Pete Cornell, who's the guitarist. The other two members, the vocalist Garrett and the drummer, what's his name?
Ryan.
Ryan could not make it. But so there you have it. Now, if you want to listen to more, or if you have a club and you'd like to book these fine fellows, go to bendorbreak.com. It's an interesting site anyway, whether you are especially a fan of this music or not. Tell me, we have just about 3 minutes left. Groupies. Do you have them? Do you know what that even is? Or is that an old term?
Groupies come and they go, you know, just like any other relationship, really.
Yeah.
I mean, we definitely have a good fan base, and especially locally with our friends who we've grown up with. We've been really true supporters of the band. You know, building a street team has been something that's really important to us. Not having a record label or anything like that, we do everything on our own. So we are a business, and we have to work ourselves that way. And groupies are just one of the many benefits that come along with the.
They are benefits, though.
You know,
definitely.
Definitely.
Back in my day when I was playing out, I could, I'm a guitarist. I could play and I could tell which of the women in the audience, which of the young cuties in the audience is going home.
I mean, Pete's the one, you know, Pete's the one with the long hair. You know, and he plays guitar. I'm the bass player.
Well, bass players are not as successful as guitarists.
You know, it's a little bit more difficult.
Aren't the vocalists the most successful generally?
Yeah, but he's the one in the relationship. So.
Yeah, he's taken. So.
He's taken.
Oh,
sorry, girls.
Okay,
but, you know,
all right,
he is a beautiful man to watch things. So.
Pete, Chris, and Ryan then are available, ladies. Anyways, bendorbreak.com. What else would you like to say? You got about a minute and a half. Tell us more about either this album or future projects, or you want to repeat where you are playing?
Yeah, if you're around in the Stanford, Westchester area, we're playing Saturday night at Rack and Roll. You can go to benderbreak.com for more details.
That's this Saturday night.
That's this Saturday night around 9 o'clock.
And this is a combination pool hall and bar, restaurant?
It's a billiards room. It's a billiards room with a nice stage, you know. And they support a lot of local musicians.
Do you play there regularly, or just?
This is actually going to be our first performance there, so we're really excited. Yeah.
Hopefully, they'll bring you back. Okay. Thank you very much for being with us, guys. You're invited to stay for the next half if you like.
Thank you.
You're listening to WVOX AM 1460, New Rochelle, New York. If you're listening in Little Switzerland, Oregon, Little Osaka, California, Little Axe, Oklahoma, Little Falls, Minnesota, New York, or New Jersey, or in Little Italy in Lower Manhattan, you have logged on to www.wvox.com. You are listening live. I am Bob Levinsohl. This is Environmentally Sound, and we will be right back.
And national news 3 times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Today, NATO's in charge, and according to Defense Secretary Robert Gates, America's role in Libya doesn't cost as much.
Our costs as of last Monday were about $550 million. And in the new support role that we assume today, we expect that the run rate, we estimate that the run rate will be about $40 million a month.
Gates also telling the House Armed Services Committee other nations should train rebel forces. Meanwhile, Scottish authorities want to interview the Libyan foreign minister who resigned and fled to Great Britain. Moussa Koussa has been linked to the airplane bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988. A county judge in Wisconsin has ruled the law wiping out collective bargaining for state workers cannot go into effect yet. But there is confusion over whether that judge has the authority to make that call. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Just over the Westchester line in downtown Greenwich, there's a spectacular new dining venue, Gabriel's Italian Restaurant. At number 35 Church Street, owner Danny Gabriel has created a warm, stylish restaurant with a great becoming wood-burning stone fireplace. a perfect setting for some of the best food Greenwich and nearby Westchester has ever seen. The hand-selected prime steaks, seasoned with sea salt and crushed peppercorns and seared to perfection, are the real deal at Gabriel's. Plus all your favorites. Thick-cut onion rings, cream spinach, and Chef Joseph Giordano's mind-blowing pasta creations. And best news of all for all diners in our area, the gracious Tony Capasso for years at Valbella is now heading up the dining room at Gabriel's. For reservations, directions, and a very special welcome from Gabriel's maitre d' Tony Capasso, call 203-622-4223. Gabriel's on Church Street in Greenwich. It's new and it's fabulous.
There's the updated weather forecast for Westchester County and vicinity. For this last day of March, we've got overcast weather with occasional rain and drizzle. Our highest temperature for today in the mid-40s. For tonight, it'll be periods of rain for the evening hours. It'll be changing over to some wet snow towards daybreak. Our overnight temperature is back to around 30 to 35. There could be a slushy inch or two of accumulation tomorrow morning. Now, that's snow in the morning hours tomorrow, ending as some rain midday. Again, the final accumulations will leave still as much as an inch or two of wet accumulation, mostly on soil and grassy areas for the first day of April. Well, then temperatures for the day will rise into the lower 40s. At night, it'll be the possibility of some snow showers. Overnight lows down into the lower 30s. And then on Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 50. Sunday, it'll be sunny and breezy near 50. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
1460 WVOX.
We are back. You are listening to Environmentally Sound on WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. My next guest is Greg Pallast, investigative reporter par excellence, the most excellence investigative reporter I know. Greg has been my guest three or four times before. He prefers to be on in the spring and even the winter because that's when we report that the days are lengthening, and it depresses him when I say we have lost minutes a day. So for his benefit, I'm going to repeat that. I got to find it. Okay, maybe I won't. We've gained 3 minutes since yesterday, Greg. That has to be enough. Welcome, Greg Pallast. Did we lose Greg? Okay, I'm sorry. We lost Greg. And maybe that'll give me time to find my... Why bother with that? Greg Pallast, again, I'll just tell you who he is. He's been on here several times. He is, as I say, an investigative reporter. He delves into politics, Congress, court decisions. He's just with it. I'm sure he knows all about the tsunami and especially the nuclear potential disaster in Japan. As I say, he's been on here a number of times in the past. He has been investigating BP's oil. This is about the first anniversary of the debacle in the Gulf where there was that huge oil spill. This is about the one-year anniversary. Greg will fill us in when we get him back. BP claims most of the oil is gone, but he has walked on the still-slimed beaches with the marine biologists, and he has many, many contacts. He's worked with Bobby Kennedy Jr., he's worked with John Perkins, the former reformed environmental hitman. So he is very well known. He has a BBC presence. He has programs on the BBC. In fact, he was just in England this last week. Do we have you back, Greg? Greg Pallast.
Yes, you do.
Okay, we have you back, and you're in a big echo chamber, right?
It should not be so.
Okay, now...
Sorry about that.
I hear that. No, that's okay. But we're calling on a Skype line, aren't we?
I hear you. Sorry, Bob. Why don't you call me on my cell? Bye.
Okay. Okay, we're going to have to call him back on the cell. You have that number, don't you? Okay. Greg Pallast has been interested in... I mean, he's interested in pretty much anything that's controversial. He has led an investigation of the Exxon Valdez, which you'll recall spilled gazillion tons of gallons of oil into the Alaskan waters. BP has done the same thing down here in in the Gulf, and I think we have you back, Greg, do we?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well,
sorry about that.
The cell isn't
amazing
as good
how
as...
how much power BP has over the media.
Oh, they're censoring okay. you. They're censoring you. Okay, you were, let's just start off with the time that Tony Blair denounced you when he was Prime Minister of Britain in Parliament. What was that about?
Well, it's like all politicians. Blair, Cuomo, Bush, Catherine Harris. I get denounced by every politician. When you report on them and you tell the truth, they don't like it. I did a story. I went undercover and secretly recorded his inner circle and cabinet members basically selling their government, selling legislation and regulations, mainly to U.S. corporations. I pretended I was a consultant for Enron. Mm-hmm. It was splashed all over the papers in the U.K. I won Britain's equivalent of the Pulitzer Prize, and it was Tony Blair's first scandal, when he was basically exposed as a corporate stooge. And, of course, he didn't like it, so he denounced me on the floor of Parliament, where he is, British libel law is very unusual. I can actually sue the Prime Minister unless he's speaking in Parliament.
So I gather you did. Oh.
So that's why, he denounced me in Parliament. And then apologized and retracted when he was speaking without parliamentary immunity.
So what did he do? He say, well, yeah, I did take all of this stuff, but I'm sorry. But Greg Palas is the jerk anyway? Is that what you said?
No, what he said was, that like this foreign reporter, of course, in Britain, I guess I'm foreign, this foreign reporter, has come up with some bogus stories and et cetera. But then I had the audio tapes of his cabinet members, selling policy like bags of sugar to power companies, supermarkets, whatever they can get their hands on, mm-hmm. not only for money, but for kind of in return for political support and funding for the Labor Party. But, it's no different, and a lot of it was very much connected. For example, one of the operators that was basically buying up the British government was Entergy Corporation of Little Rock, Arkansas,
and those,
which
they own Indian Point, as we know,
and the owner of Indian Point, whose lawyer was Hillary Clinton, and the reason they were able to reach into the Blair administration, Entergy, is that Clinton brought in one of Tony Blair's cronies to work for her, and so they had a direct route. There was a tremendous connection politically between Tony Blair and the Clinton organization when Bill was in the White House. So they always had to take care of Entergy, because if you remember that whole billing scandal, it became waylaid by Whitewater and Monica Lewinsky, but underneath there was a real serious scandal that it looked like Hillary was, in fact, illegally padding her hours as a way to get paid, the governor's wife getting paid by biggest corporation in Arkansas, second biggest corporation after Walmart, and she's getting basically paid for, partly doing nothing. And that, so they had to constantly keep Entergy happy. So there's a very interesting story. And that goes back to nuclear power, which is why, by the way, she was so reluctant to push as a senator from New York for the closing of Indian Point. But that was her client. Not only that, her client, but a client who had some nasty information on her.
Okay. Well, you just came back from England, right? You were there on Monday?
I was there on Monday for a prime time broadcast of British Petroleum, real investigation.
Is that BP?
Yes. I still call them British Petroleum, though I have to say that they are more American. Their biggest stockholder is J.P. Morgan, and obviously now their CEO is American. So it's probably more American than British, but they are deeply involved with the British government and British intelligence still.
Okay, so now Exxon Mobil, or Exxon at the time, has said that they cleaned everything up, and of course the Deepwater Horizon incident, they say that the Gulf is all clean now, BP says. Is it really all clean now?
Well, I went to check it out. In Exxon Valdez, I did the investigation for the owners of the shoreline, the Chugach natives, uh-huh.
And I went back to the Chugach lands, and if you see my film, I'm, you know, sticking my hand in oil from the Exxon Valdez from 22 years ago. I then fly to the Gulf of Mexico to see this, you know, supposedly said it's almost, they didn't say it's all cleaned up, but almost all cleaned up. Now, you have oil from the Exxon 22 years ago, and now they were saying 4 or 5 months, 6 months after the oil spill, the, which is 10 times bigger than Exxon Valdez, that it's pretty much evaporated.
So if I go swimming in Panama City, Florida, am I going to come out black?
Panama City, you'll probably be on the edge, but you'll be okay. You won't come out black. The one problem is, though, a lot of dangers you don't see in hydrocarbon in the water. But if you were, if you went go to the Mississippi Gulf Coast, for example, where I was, you'd see giant globs of oil coming up. And while I'm on this film, I'm with a professor, a marine biologist who's specialized in oil contamination. And while we're standing on the beach, a whole bunch of oil just kind of washes up. I mean, we're talking 5 months after the Macondo well explosion. And we were, by the way, about 100 miles away from it. So 6 months and 100 miles, 5 months and 100 miles, and you're still getting giant globs of it. And so that's a con, plus BP wants to stop cleaning up. So they do what I call, or what the professor calls, cleanup feeder. And I went over and saw, I found on this island we were on, a whole kind of group of BP clean, the BP cleanup crew. And it looked like an old chain gang movie, because he had three young white supervisors and about 30 middle-aged black guys, you know, in unison scooping at the sand. And they're using, by the way, kitty litter scoopers and stuff like that.
Well, if it works, if it works.
Well, the problem is it doesn't work. Because you know what they do? They were told to just clean the top quarter inch. You know, there's like oil caked on the top. Mm. And so you get rid of the stuff that you can see right off.
Right, right.
And Professor Steiner, who was with me, then digs down about 8 inches, and then there's a whole layer of oil.
We have a similar situation with PCBs up here in Echo Bay outside of New Rochelle, yeah, where Con Edison cleaned up what was visible, and they arranged their tests so that it would only test in that area, but there's lots of other stuff. Greg, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, I got a bunch of rapid-fire questions for you. There's a lot of things I'd like to cover, including Tea Party and Obama and even Ronald Reagan. So stand by. It should be an interesting second part. You're listening to WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. If you're listening in Big Bend, Louisiana, Big Horn, Minnesota, or Wyoming, the Big Bear Restaurant in Woodstock, New York, the Big Island of Hawaii, or Little Big Horn, Custer's Last Stand in Minnesota. You have logged on to www.wvox.com. You are listening live, and we will be right back.
With world and national news 3 times an hour, here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. With NATO in charge of the military mission in Libya, Congress hearing from the U.S. Secretary of Defense on the situation.
There will be no American boots on the ground in Libya.
Robert Gates telling the House Armed Services Committee that ultimately it's likely political and economic pressures will drive Muammar Gaddafi from power. Meanwhile, Scottish prosecutors who investigated the Lockerbie bombing say they want an interview with the Libyan foreign minister who defected to Britain today. And a judge in Wisconsin ruling that the state's controversial new collective bargaining law is not in effect, that it was not properly published, but it's not clear if the judge has authority in the case. Meanwhile, in Ohio,
the Ohio Senate has voted 17-16 to give final legislative approval to a bill that lets Ohio's public employees negotiate wages, but not benefits. It would also cut automatic pay raises.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Today's public service programs are brought to you by the Burnback Law Firm of White Plains. This famous Manhattan law firm, now in Westchester, is a national leader in workplace job discrimination issues. Headed by attorney Jeffrey M. Burnback, the author of the well-known book, Job Discrimination, How to Fight, How to Win, the classic text informing employees of legal options available in cases of job discrimination, the Burnback Law Firm is located in downtown White Plains at 245 Main Street across from City Center. Airline founder Don Burr says Jeff Burnback's overview overview and knowledge of job discrimination ranks with other sweeping visions of employee empowerment. Another reviewer said, as a lawyer and public servant, Jeff Birnbach has been drawn relentlessly, almost irresistibly, to the side of those who faced discrimination in all its forms. His entire life and law practice are dedicated to those who find themselves without an advocate when the roof caves in at work. Now, all this great knowledge, dedication, and expertise is available in our area at the Birnbach Law Firm in White Plains. 914-428-9100. Area code 914-428-9100.
We are back. We are speaking with Greg Palast, investigative journalist par excellence. Greg, a couple of quick questions I want to ask you. I'll ask you for quick answers because I would like to get to all of them if possible. How is President Obama doing? You actually said, I hope I'm not embarrassing you, but you said I voted for him because he's black.
Yes.
Any other reason, or are you satisfied that that's enough, or what?
Well, he's still black. And I know a lot of people are disappointed, but I didn't expect anything else. I knew who backed him. He had, you know, Penny Pritzker, who's kind of the rogue banker of Chicago, brought in Robert Rubin. So it's kind of the old gang that kind of helped destroy the economy. Obviously, he was horribly slow on Haiti, horribly slow on the Gulf explosion, horribly slow on Libya. I don't know what it is why he is so indecisive, except when it comes to his own ambition.
Well, do you think that he's actually having to put the big political machine together to get enough approval and enough votes to do these things? I mean, he can't just say, I'm the president, I'll do whatever I want. George W. Bush did it, but we know how that turned out.
Well, he did, but unfortunately he said, I'm the president, I'll do whatever Robert Rubin and the banks want, and that's not very good. We ended up, we have almost 10% unemployment, and you know, it's like, it's hard to blame Bush at this point.
Okay.
We have a lot, you know, we have had an entire failure of the ability to save American housing and people from foreclosure. And that is, you know, it's not Bush, and it wasn't Bush.
Well, much as I'd like to blame Bush, I guess I have to go with what you say.
We're stuck, you know. I mean, no one was better at blaming Bush than me as that is investigating him. So, you know, it's hard to say, but I guess I don't put my faith in politicians, but in the public to push politicians to do the right thing.
Okay. Is it the Republicans who are gumming up the works in Washington now, or is it Obama's lack of decision? What's going on?
Washington the answer is yes. Obama has a tough time leading and certainly a tough time commanding, mm-hmm. and therefore the Republicans are basically kind of, you know, they're the terrorist in the helicopter pulling the pin out of the hand grenade. You know, they're going to take us all with them.
Yeah.
This is, you know, the few decent things that the president would like to do, and they're not many, it has been complete, utter obstruction. And it's, you know, it's not the Tea Party, it's the big money.
Okay, well, you're talking about the Tea Party. You've been on the Koch brothers. Is it called
Koch?
The Koch brothers. Everybody who spells that has a different way. Koch, Koch, Koch. Okay, the Koch brothers. You've been on their tail for years. They have an influence with the Tea Party, don't they?
They own it. Paid for it. The Tea Party is not some type of grassroots movement. The Koch brothers, this is the second grassroots movement created by these billionaire brothers. They're probably worth about $40 billion together.
Mm-hmm.
Ultra, ultra right wing. In fact, David Koch ran against Ronald Reagan because he thought Reagan was too lefty for president. But they created Newt Gingrich and the Contract for America. That was supposedly an uprising of you know, average angry white men in 1994.
Uh-huh.
They funded that whole business because they're facing criminal charges on their oil and gas operations for criminal pollution charges, 300 counts. And what they wanted to do was just, you know, if you're a criminal, you try to avoid the law. If you are a billionaire criminal, you change the law. And if that means buying a Congress, you do that. And one of their tricks is to create fake movements. Now, a lot of those people screaming and hollering are of course, you know, they really are there, but they're just hand puppets. They don't know who guided them there and paid for this whole operation and the PR and the, you know, taking, you know, 400 people at a rally and turning it into a big national TV event. Who put the money behind them? Who put it all up? So the Kochs are the big, big money behind the Tea Party. The New Yorker did an article on that, but again, I was writing about them in 1999, so I remember they're based in Oklahoma when I got a, and one is in New York, but when the Tea Party first erupted, one of my guys I work with in Oklahoma says, well, the Kochs are at it again. And I said, well, no one knows who they are, so I can't even explain the story. And that's one of the problems. In American news, you just don't get anyone getting behind the story. They'll have Sarah Palin. They'll have screaming people, you know, waving tea bags. But, you know, the American news media, and I, you know, exempt the New Yorker because they're kind of British, but, you know, the American TV, radio, and the so-called mainstream newspapers don't go after it.
Okay, now what is the connection between Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas and the Koch brothers?
Actually, I don't know. I haven't seen that connection.
Really?
You know, so I'm not going to make one where I don't see
okay,
one.
Okay, okay. I thought that he was a guest to some...
Well, I should say, you know, one thing that the Koch brothers are great at is setting up think tanks, like the Heritage Foundation, Council for a Sound Economy. That's all their money, like Heritage, just like the right-wing vulture Paul Singer owns the Manhattan Institute. So they create these intellectual centers. It's also a way, by the way, with these intellectual centers to pay politicians. They give speeches and stuff. They get a so-called honorarium. We used to call it a bribe. Now it's an honorarium. and so it gives excuses to buy up policymakers, buy up academics. And, you know, obviously you can't, you know, David Koch can't just pay the Supreme Court justice to do his bidding, but he can invite him to speak. You know, at the Heritage Foundation.
Well, also, the Citizens United decision that the Supreme Court made last year, which allows any kind of money to come into political campaigns, and of course, that this is where the connection is. The Koch brothers.
Had violated the laws and against they'd committed the felony crime of actually having corporate money behind the 1994 Republican takeover of Congress. It was all their money that pulled off that takeover through hidden fronts. It's illegal for corporations to give money, but they did it through Koch Industries. Like I say, they broke the law, and if you're a billionaire, you change the law. And they did that through the Supreme Court, saying that corporations can now give unlimited amounts. By the way, corporations are not treated like individuals. They're super individuals. That is,
more so because they can't go to jail.
$2,500 to a presidential candidate, but a corporation has no limit whatsoever.
And if
now.
you bust a corporation for illegal activity, you can fine them, but nobody goes to jail.
Well, I mean, someone could, but it's almost never. And certainly, the problem is that corporations never die. As Andrew Jackson said, corporations have no, you know, body to kick nor soul to damn. It's a big problem, but one of the biggest problems to me for Citizens United is not Exxon putting money into campaigns or Koch brothers. They've always been there. They'll always be there. American corporate power and the power of the American billionaires, they get around all those laws limiting what I'm worried about, Citizens opens it up for the Mexican Mafia, British Petroleum of London, Chinese National Oil Company,
Al Qaeda
cartel. As long as they have
paid
$20 and set up a corporation in Delaware, they can put in as much money as they want. This is what I'm concerned about. I'm actually concerned, and of course, Al Qaeda can now donate to presidential elections. I'm not kidding. There's no law prohibiting Al Qaeda from donating to the presidential election under Citizens, as long as they don't call them. You know, they obviously have to use a front name. You know, they call themselves Al Qaeda Inc. You know, but they can now. They're allowed to donate when you can't, and that's not a minor thing. In fact, Ruth Ginsburg asked about that. You know,
former Supreme Court Justice.
Wait a minute. When you're saying any corporation How many corporations are 100% American-owned? Until now, you had to be an American to donate to any political campaign. You had to be a United States citizen.
So Citizens United, Citizens United changes that. Now any foreigner can contribute as well. It was not that way before?
No. No. If you go to jail. In fact, Clinton, a couple of foreigners did go to jail by donating Clinton, and Clinton, you know, was able to say that he supposedly didn't know about it.
Okay, Greg,
Well,
we have just a couple of minutes, and I did want to ask you about Ronald Reagan. I'm not sure if you want to talk about him. He's one of my pet peeves because people say, oh, Reagan was the greatest we ever had, but I don't think so. I mean, you can be as cruel as you want, or you can be complimentary. I know that one thing you've pointed out is when they attacked in Lebanon and they blew up a lot of Marines, he did not fight there, but then he went in to Grenada.
Right. Well, you know, one of the reasons we have Hezbollah backed by Iran, which is creating madness in the Middle East, they're still there despite the progressive uprising, is that when they were weak and they killed 200 Marines in a barracks in Lebanon, cowboy President Reagan ran away, immediately pulled out the Marines, and walked away from Iran, and then actually, believe it or not, sent guns to Hezbollah to spring one of the hostages. That was, remember the arms for hostages deal?
Iran-Contra.
The arms went, right, the arms for hostages, Iran-Contra, was about giving arms, giving guns and weapons to Hezbollah, killing our people. You know, what are they doing now? They're still killing people, including Americans, okay? Ronald Reagan gave guns to Hezbollah. He gave guns to the Ayatollah. Now, to me, I read the U.S. Constitution. Says traitors get shot, not reelected president. I'm sorry. You know, I wrote an obituary for the Guardian papers of Britain called, you know, Ronald Reagan, killer, coward, con man.
Wow.
And, you know, maybe people don't like that. But you know what I got to tell you? You're not supposed to speak nice to the dead. Well, if you kill enough people, you know, there's a lot of other dead people because of what he did.
Okay, Greg, now we really need to get into these more often. I just have to get you on again in the near future.
I promise.
Thank you so much.
You're the best.
You too. I'd like to thank Chris Marone and Pete Cornell and Greg Palace for joining us today. The music industry is tough, and it is the tough who have the best chance of success. It is also very satisfying to get up in front of an audience and play and sing for them and get applause. I have experienced that many times, and when the audience is right and the musician is on, there is no better feeling. Without Greg Palace, we would be far less informed. We are smart, creative, mobile, inventive, and why don't we want to survive? That's actually my thought for the week, but I'm getting some frenzied response from the booth. Stay tuned to WVOX, your quintessential community radio station, the flagship of Whitney Radio, the best small station in the USA. I don't know if Howard is here yet. I hope so. He's always good radio. I am Bob Lebensold, chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. Thank you very much for listening. Remember to be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle. You are here. It is now health and happiness.
We're the station that's with you all day.
It keeps me going throughout my whole day.